Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, so we are so excited today to welcome our next guest. She's an entertainer, comedian, food enthusiast, New York Times bestselling author from My Drunk Kitchen, Hannah Hart. Welcome
Hello.
To the show.
Hi.
What's up, girl?
Hi, it's so much is up, a fellow girl. I'm just
fellow
so happy.
Lady.
I didn't know you were the one hosting this show.
I know.
I'm so happy to talk
Isn't
to
that
you.
Crazy? Yeah, a lot of people, like I've known over the years through YouTube and social media, they'll come here and be like, what, you? Yes, it's me.
Yeah.
I get around.
And also nice to meet you, Ryan. Not to give you, I want to give you attention. Too.
There you go.
Thanks. I appreciate
it. He gets too much attention.
I get tons, so thanks.
Oh, do you really?
I let Shira have her moment every once in a while.
Oh, that's so kind.
Yeah,
that's so kind.
You know, it's
such
really
a giving
nice.
Soul.
Yeah, I'm like Mother Teresa for gay people.
So, Hannah, you've been very busy. You have a new book out. What number book is this? I feel like you've had multiple books out.
Oh, my God. You know what? This is book number three. This is book number three and
what?
Cookbook number two. Yeah.
You're like an official auteur.
I know. I am just so special and so fancy. It overwhelms me every day. I can't even believe it.
Well, the book is called My Drunk Kitchen, Holidays, How to Savor and Celebrate the Year, a cookbook.
Yes, ma'am.
And you actually have a pride recipe. So let's talk about the cookbook, what people can expect, and about this pride-themed recipe.
Well, the cookbook is kind of, as I come into being my adult self and kind of going through your 20s and coming into your 30s, I find myself making a lot of new traditions. I didn't grow up in a queer family, but I'm going to have a queer family. I'm engaged. We're going to get married. We're going to have kids. We're going to do the whole shebang. So right now it's kind of like we're building our own culture and our own traditions. And that's really what My Drunk Kitchen, How to Savor and Holidays, How to Savor and Celebrate the Year is all about. It's all about embracing your adult life and the traditions from your family you want to carry with you and the traditions for your new family that you want to start. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I think it's beautiful because, I've known you since you came to LA and you had this viral YouTube channel and then it's evolved and then you got like TV shows, books, all this stuff. And now you're moving on to the next stage of your life, it seems.
Truly. And I think that for a lot of queer people, we don't have any examples of that experience. Hmm. It's not like I'm coming from my house of a gay family and, my family was straight. And I think that for a lot of people, when the holidays come around, it can be pretty triggering, not just for queer people, but for a lot of people who don't necessarily fall into the cookie cutter side of life. I happen to know that holidays are a really difficult time of year for me. And I have always spent in the past being like, damn it, the holidays are coming up. I wish I was excited so I could do something for my channel, or I wish I wanted to do some fun holiday thing. And it never came easily. So with this My Drunk Kitchen Holidays cookbook, I decided to tell myself instead of turning away from that feeling, to look back and face it and say, look, I can make my own traditions. What are the things that matter to us? Maybe we want to do Friendsgiving more than Thanksgiving, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're talking to the one and only Hannah Hart, entertainer, comedian, food enthusiast, and New York Times bestselling author of her new cookbook, My Drunk Kitchen Holidays, How to Savor and Celebrate the Year. And she has an amazing pride recipe, which we're going to get to soon. But I kind of want to switch gears because I am such a fan of one, the Holy Trinity, you, Mamrie, and Grace Helbig. I just love you guys so much. And I love the work that you've done from Camp Dakota to Dirty 30. I was wondering, do you still see yourself kind of going into the realm of film and doing more, acting?
Oh, hell yes, baby. You want to just tell somebody to give us the money to make another movie?
Right.
We will be there.
I mean, seriously, I think they need to, because one amazing thing, especially when it comes into the storytelling of you guys, it's all in like indie. It's just you guys creating what you want to create and tell the stories that you want to like tell. But is there a story that you still feel like you haven't gotten to explore?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I really want to make a romantic comedy. You know, I'm all about like positivity and growth and humor and love and chaos and all those wonderful fun things that blend together to make just like a great rom-com. And so I've been trying to make this rom-com for a couple of years now. And that's just Hollywood, baby. You know, you just get a lot of heat, the heat backs off, and you just keep going. I always say, it's not about striking while the iron is hot. Mm. It's about making the iron hot by continually striking.
Oh, that's a good point of view. I guess because there's so much conversation in Hollywood about queer representation, and I feel like we're seeing that kind of slowly. But what do you think that it's happening fast enough? Do you feel like it is there's stories that are being told that, you know, represent kind of everyone, or is there still things missing?
Well, the glory of humanity is that there's no story being told that can represent everyone, mm-hmm. right? Because we all come from such different experiences. But there are ways to tell stories which allow others into your experience. And fortunately, I have been able to publish books, and I've been able to create my own online content and tell my stories. So I feel like, hey, you know, I feel pretty good. But I do think that there is so much more that we as a society can do by way of storytelling and by way of exploring all the wonderful mix of cultures and people and representation that we have in America. Yeah. I think we got a long way to go.
Yeah, definitely. My Drunk Kitchen's Hannah Hart is joining us right now. You also have the podcast Hannah Lies. So,
great name,
yeah,
by the way.
Which you launched in 2018. It really looks at self-help, mental health, and of course tackles it in your way, which always includes some humor. And now you could say zen. Like, I love your attitude. And were you always this way? I mean, you've gone through a lot, and you've had a lot of obstacles.
Sure. How many times have we interviewed each other? You know me.
But I feel like I feel like you've always been positive. This girl's been through a lot. She had a pretty, you know, difficult childhood, and always stepped it up to even like support her entire family. And so I guess like moving into adulthood, you've really found this nice balance also with the content you're making.
Yeah, no, I'm so happy because our podcast is called Hannah Lies. This, it is the self-help podcast that just can't help itself. And it takes kind of a frank look at the tedious nature of maintaining your mental health. You know, mental illness is a real misnomer, because an illness implies that it is something to be cured. Mm. But it is not something to be cured. It is a companion with you for the rest of your life, you know. And so Hannah Lies This is really just out there to have like a pretty frank but also pretty positive look at the efforts you make in the mental health space. And we interview like a wide range of people. We had the CEO of Patreon on the other day. I was talking about workplace conflict and resolution. Oh man, it's a killer podcast, bro. You got to check it out.
Yeah, I need to catch up on all my podcasts. I feel like all I do is audio. We have a 3-hour show, and then I'm like, but no, I actually think it's interesting. How do you not approach all these like self-help things and personal growth without being snobby? Because I was actually recently called out on a personal level with someone I was dealing with, and he was like, you know, there's a way to do it where you don't need to be judgy. Like, so how do you...
Or preachy.
Preachy. So how do you approach
or
that?
Preachy.
Yeah, how do you do that? What's your take on that?
I mean, like, I guess that the reality is that the more you realize that your life is your one experience, mm-hmm. and there's no universal truth. And like, when you're talking to someone about an epiphany that's really worked for you, just stay there. Mm-hmm. Stay in the knowledge that this is you and your story and your epiphany, and don't take away from listening to another's. Does that make sense? It's like, one of my favorite quotes is, you have two ears and one mouth so that you listen twice as much as you speak.
Mm. Yeah. No, I'm hearing.
You know?
Listening. Mm. Yeah. No, I think that's amazing, because it is hard in this day and age where we all have platforms publicly, but then also like we learn a lot and we want to share it with the people around us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, and that's a happy, healthy desire. But, you know, read a room.
Look at that, learning new things. So, yep. But you are so busy also with Pride Month, I assume. What are you up to?
Well, Pride Month is coming to a close pretty much, right? It's the 20th. I'm going to New York next week. We were traveling all day today. I'm having a good time. I mean, to be honest, I haven't really celebrated that Pride that much as an out person. And so the last 2 years are the first times I ever celebrated Pride. I write a lot about Pride actually in the new book because I've had such a complicated relationship with it, even after coming out. And so, I think by this time next year, I'll be like, this is what we do for Pride. We eat these delicious things. You know what I mean? Or we do these things. But right now, our focus is mainly like, we're going to have a happy, healthy, stable relationship, you know?
Oh, yeah. With your fiance.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I mean, I'm assuming you already had that because you ended up becoming together fiances. Because you need to have a stable relationship.
I mean, you never know what's going on with people, man. Like, you never know. Especially, like, you never know. You don't know. Like,
no, totally.
But I will say that, like, again, like, as the first out queer people in our families, there is a lot of stuff that gets brought up every year, especially after getting engaged. And it's interesting because people ask me, you know, oh, well, what do you always cook for this? Or what do you always do for that? And I'm literally in the process of building my family right now. And I always just want to be like, I'll get back to you. Right now, we go to couples therapy. That's the best thing we do. You know, like,
you are so functional. You are like stable, functional, and very healthy. I appreciate these things you're sharing because this is real. You see the Instagrams, yeah, you see that, but like, I love the honesty.
Oh, yeah. Well, good, because I am bad at lying. So there you go.
Me too, which is why I'm constantly awkward and overshare. So Hannah Hart, thank you so much again for joining us. Again, her new book, My Drunk Kitchen Holidays, How to Savor and Celebrate the Year, a cookbook is out. And anything else you want to promote, you got your podcast, Hanalyze This.
Well, technically the book is available for pre-order now. If you go to mydrunkkitchenholidays.com, it'll be coming out this fall just in time for the holidays.
I love it. I think it's so cool.
Love it.
And best of luck. I love chatting with you. Hope to see you in person soon. And congrats on your engagement and continued success with your beautiful relationship.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Ray. You know, Channel Q. Good job with everybody. Ryan, pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, hope to have you on again soon. Bye.
Bye.
All right, that was Hannah Hart.
She is full of positivity.
And she is so smart and well-spoken.
Yeah,
she's always like, I'm always blown away.
I know,
okay.
You're very attracted to her.
I'm attracted to her mind.